7:17 here at AM 560 WIND. I love this guy because he's a lively guest. He's on the right side of most issues. And welcome back to the program, Congressman Don Manzullo. Congressman, good morning, sir. How are you?
You guys actually get paid for having fun.
Well, that's what I like to do. I like to have a little fun every morning. That's what I like to do.
I hear that's what you do too, Congressman. You get paid just to have fun there on the Hill.
Yeah, absolutely.
Congressman, with this public option, is there really anything the Republicans can do to stop it, or besides just sitting around and complaining?
It's not the public option. It's the government option.
Yeah, well, Medicare for everybody.
That's right. And Congressman Mike Ross of Arkansas said last week that we're going to call it, he's going to call it Medicare Part E. So, you know, at least he's honest about it. And the whole purpose of the so-called public option and why Harry Reid said it's absolutely necessary is to force private insurance companies out of business. So unless you have the public option in the plan that the Democratic leaders are presenting to the House and the Senate, there won't be any default insurance plan left when the private insurance companies can no longer afford to compete with the so-called public option.
Yeah, I mean, Congressman, are they going to be able to steamroll you guys on this now, not only in the House but also in the Senate? Because at this point they have a lot of power. I mean, they have a lot of seats, and with Harry Reid bringing it up, it doesn't look as though they're going to cower and take this thing off the table.
Well, there's a problem because with this public option, they lost the lone Republican who might have been interested. That's Olympia Snow. So they need 60 votes to get cloture. And they're going to have a problem because Blanche Lincoln from Arkansas is in huge problems with reelection. So is Mary Landrieu from Louisiana. And Ben Nelson from Nebraska, though he's not up for reelection this time, I don't think. They're simply too conservative. And are listening too closely, not too closely, they're listening closely to their constituents, that they're not going to go buy into it. So even though Schumer says he's almost at 60, they're not at 60, but Harry Reid wouldn't be presented unless they're at 60. So it should be interesting.
In the House?
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, in the House, do you have enough moderate Democrats there to give any chance at stopping the public option in the House, or are there just too many Democrats there?
Well, we're not quite sure because, you know, you only need 208 in the House in order to, 218 in the House in order to pass it. It's a bare majority as opposed to the 60 that you need in the Senate. The problem is that the pressure that's being placed on, especially these freshmen Democrats who were recruited as more conservative than the traditional Democrats in the last election, so that they could run competitively in Republican districts, are not really thrilled with the fact that American people are very, very upset. But you know, it's amazing is that the medical profession, with a few exceptions, the docs simply are standing back, trying to see what's going on, and the docs are not out there calling their members of Congress, telling them how upset they are.
Didn't they already cut a deal with the Obama administration during the initial rollout of this thing to kind of quiet?
That's 17% of the docs that belong to the American Medical Association. But what surprises us, and I think what's happened to the medical profession, is that too many physicians have given up thinking that that they're going to be part of socialized medicine, and therefore doesn't do that much good to contact their member of Congress. And quite the contrary. We've been encouraging docs to call their members of Congress to express their outrage over being given a federal ID number as part of it. And the other ironic thing about it is the labor unions have most to lose in the Senate plan because of the so-called tax on high-quality health care plans. The labor unions for years have opted, and I think it's good politics and good economics, to have a more comprehensive health care plan as opposed to increasing wages so that they can buy plans or buy supplemental plans themselves or simply get more money through regular wages to supplement their health care plans. And, you know, when you talk about a tax upon the Cadillac of the health care plans, what this is, this penalizes people who have gotten health care plans. It doesn't make sense.
Oh, yeah, it almost seems to yet give another reason why just moving over to that public option is a better idea, because in the end it'll, hey, sure, there's going to be tax dollars supporting it, whether they say it will or not, but in the end, coming out of someone's paycheck or a monthly premium, it'll end up being cheaper for them. It'll at least seem that way.
Well, here's the ruse. If you look at H.R. 3200, that's the House version. There are at least nine reasons, and I'm going to give you a couple of them because of time, as to why private insurance companies cannot succeed once the public option goes in. The first one is that if you have a private, individual, non-group insurance plan, that plan is that the insurer is grandfathered. The insurer cannot add any more new insureds to the plan. Yeah. Well, if you can't grow your plan, obviously it's going to fail. Second of all, is that the biggest reason why a private plan will fail is that an employer is forced to offer to any new employee the lowest cost insurance plan that's available.
And which would be the public option.
The public option, because it's subsidized heavily by the government. And so there's an employer saying, I've got this policy, it's great, people love it, but I've got to offer this public option to my new employees. And so the employer ends up with two different types of insurance policies. He's going to say, forget it. This is too complicated.
Well, see, here's where you guys are missing, the Republicans. You got to resonate. You got to focus your argument as the poor quality of public health care as opposed to sticking up for the insurance companies. Look, nobody cares where they get their health care from as long as they're getting health care. Let me finish if I can, Congressman. And the thing is that if you have the means to buy a la carte above the government option, those of us who can will continue to do so. Right? So I'm not worried about my health care per se if there's a public option, because I figure that I will always have the means to go get the health care that I want for myself and my family. Well, so what do I care about the insurance company? I could care less about the insurance company.
What we're talking about is, you know, insurance companies have problems. But just because there's a problem in the private sector, and a big problem, doesn't mean that there's a government solution that's any better to it. And, I mean, look what happened in Vancouver, where actually beyond the law that allows Canada to do it, private insurance companies have sprung up in BC because the public insurance company there, Canadian Healthcare, has failed so miserably that they've had to actually cut off operations that were scheduled.
Well, yay capitalism. That works then, right? You have a baseline healthcare, and then what you want to purchase above and beyond, you can.
That's correct. So this is not an issue of, quote, defending insurance companies. What it's an issue of is defending the private enterprise system. Look at companies such as Safeway and Johnson & Johnson. Safeway, you know, has all the supermarkets, insured thousands of employees. They've set out on a wellness program, and they've kept premiums from going up for 4 years in a row, which is nothing less than astounding.
Yeah, compared to everything else.
It is, but that's the private sector getting ingenious, deciding to...
Well, Congressman, we'll have the death panels. We'll have the death panels.
Yeah, we'll have private sector death panels.
The death panels will work, so that's a public option. Congressman, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate you weighing in on this. It's great.
That's fine. I just hope we don't have a public option for guys on the radio, but you know what? They're after you.
Well, we do. It's NPR.
Well, it's not just that.
It's the free market, buddy. You either survive or you die.
You watch that the fairness doctor will come back in another ugly form.
They're also talking about raising a tax that would go to pay for journalists, because journalism is dying in this country.
Congressman, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Take care.
Don Manzullo.